couple of weeks ago, Purdue announced the state was restoring some of the cuts to its pre-kindergarten program. She planned to shuffle money around to add an extra 6,300 spots. As you can imagine, groups that work with children applauded the move. Here's Rob Thompson, the head of Covenant with North Carolina's Children.
Well, our first reaction was that it was great news. You know, we certainly have more kids in North Carolina who need a high-quality pre-kindergarten education than who are getting it right now.
But a week later, the state made known where the money was coming from. Purdue is using $20 million from the state's Department of Health and Human Services budget to pay for the extra slots. About a quarter of that comes from a program that helps disabled children. Another $5 million from a program that provides medicine for people with HIV. And another $3 million from foster care services. That shuffling did not sit well with Thompson. He says those programs, especially foster care, could use the money.
If you look at how children are treated when they come into foster care, many of them don't receive adequate mental health assessments or treatment. So before we move money away from that priority to another, we've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that those kids are getting what they need.
Expenses for these programs are coming in under budget, so Purdue believes money will be available to pay for the pre-K program without cutting any services. But Thompson worries it's too early in the year to determine how much extra money will be left over in June. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.